5:04 on a snowy Monday afternoon. Actually, the snow's not coming down anymore, but still plenty of evidence of the big storm on Sunday that took place. But we're here in a very quiet, empty building here in Forest, Virginia.
Yes,
myself,
sir.
Ed, and Matt, don't call me Tom Lehman. We're all here.
That's your favorite nickname for him.
I like that one. Tom Lehman. Great golfer way back in the day. But yeah, we're all here, and we brave the elements. Got away from our wives and kids.
That's part of the fun of a day like today. We have a great excuse.
Come on in. Get plenty of work done in a quiet building. And have some fun. Obviously, a lot going on over the weekend. Still dealing with the... I don't know that fallout's the right word, but obviously the big announcement on Friday that Hugh Freeze is going to be and now is the new head football coach at Liberty University. We talk with Ian McCaw on Friday, as well as Dennis Carter and some other folks. And a little bit later on today, obviously in covering the Commonwealth, we'll touch on that. And then a little bit later on, we'll talk with a guy who wrote a column on Yahoo on Friday, and it's Dan Wetzel, and the title of the column is Liberty's Reason for Hiring Hugh Freeze is Laughable. So a little different perspective from Dan Wetzel, and that's a column we came across after Friday's show, and it had been kind of passed around a little bit, and, you know, a little bit of an interesting perspective, and it's fun to get national perspective on what's going on here locally, because, Ed, obviously, you know, that's the big story that's going on in certainly the Lynchburg area, but even central in, you know, most of Virginia. I mean, it's a very high profile coach coming to a team and a school that is really trying to raise its profile, just jumping up into Division 1A football. Of course, the hiring a couple years ago of Ian McCaw and raising the profile and building the football program is a high priority at Liberty. And, you know, the hiring of first McCaw, now Hugh Freeze, certainly raising that profile, and going to be interested to hear what Dan Wetzel thinks about, you know, Liberty University and kind of what the outside view of Liberty is, right?
Yeah, I mean, part of it is that, and part of the other interesting appeal to having Dan Wetzel on from Yahoo to discuss it. And I mean, if you read the article, he's not exactly trumpeting all things greatness with Liberty and Hugh Freeze. I mean, it is what it is. By the time he stops by in about 45 minutes, if you've read the article, you'll figure that out yourself. But I'm in favor of at least putting a guy like that out here. We had the Liberty perspective earlier. We'll get a contrarian perspective here as well, because different people have different opinions on this. And I think one of the things, and obviously I'm somewhat biased because I'm on the show, but one of the things that makes our show neat is it's not just Homer talk 24/7. We try to at least give each side a chance to make their own points known.
Well, let me ask you this, because I had some interactions with folks, and I'll be happy to share it over the weekend. But just people in and around town, some Liberty, some, you know, really big Liberty football fans, and trying to get their read and reaction to the hiring of Hugh Freeze. And we kind of gave ours the other day on Friday. And, you know, like I said, I think it's a great hire from a football perspective. If you sit there and look at this in the perspective that it's about winning football games. And I think you have to separate that from, you know, Liberty's mission as a whole. Because when you look at bringing in Ian McCaw, when you look at bringing in Hugh Freeze, they're very good at what they did, but the only way to get them is because of the really baggage that they bring along with them. And I think it's hard to overlook that and still, you know, look at Liberty as this great,
A business decision.
It is. It's a football decision.
I mean, when you make a move like this, it's a business decision. Nothing wrong with that, but if you're making a business decision, you're going for what's going to give you the best chance to compete at the level that you're hoping to compete at, and that's what Liberty did here.
Now, what about the other part of Liberty, though? Do you think that this goes, well, hand in hand isn't the right word, because it's kind of the exact opposite, isn't it? with the mission and the holding themselves to a higher standard?
Yeah, I here's the thing. I believe a lot of people at Liberty University have Christian values with which they operate, and that it absolutely influences their decision. And I agree that forgiveness is part of it. But I've also thought the way Liberty has operated, at least as its football program, is probably a bit closer to what Notre Dame has done operating its football program. I mean, we've seen some of the less than stellar sides that wasn't always sunshine and roses with the players that Lou Holtz recruited during his heyday there. How Brian Kelly has conducted himself at times has raised eyebrows. No NCAA violations, but certainly when you look at player character and guys getting in trouble and things that have happened, Notre Dame has not been off scot-free in that regard the way BYU has. And I think in terms of how Liberty's operated, people want, and maybe some people that like Liberty and some people that hate Liberty think of it as operating similar to Brigham Young University, when I think it's much closer to Notre Dame. And that is, there is a level of Christianity and how decisions are made over there, but there's also a true just harsh business angle that goes into everything.
And by business, you mean football?
Yeah, I mean football. And
the business of football.
The business of football, and that they're going to operate in that regard. I mean, Notre Dame's had guys that, even now in the last 5-10 years, where they don't come from great backgrounds, or they get in trouble with off-the-field issues, or in Notre Dame's case, they've been, you know, trying to sweep things under the rug and work with local law enforcement to prevent guys from getting out, and I'm not, or guys' issues from getting out. And I'm not saying Liberty has done that right now, but, you know, in a similar vein, you're getting guys that have baggage, and you're finding ways to justify their being around your program.
Have you talked to many folks about this hire over the weekend?
I touched on it with a couple of different people, and I'll be the first to admit the people that I've spoken with I think are a little less, I don't know if they're more jaded, if that's the right way to phrase it, but they are not, you know, Liberty alums and diehard Liberty supporters. If anything, they're probably more critical of Liberty. And I try to not take that approach, because I think sometimes people overlook the fact that there are a lot of good things, and sometimes there are a lot of good validity points to Liberty's mission. But you have to take it on the other side as well and say sometimes they just make business decisions.
I talked with people on both ends of the spectrum, some who really like Liberty and support it and want to see it prosper, and then others who, like you said, and who we know in this community, you know, are anti-Liberty. And obviously the anti-Liberty, you know, people are going, look, you know, I mean, what's this all about? This is obviously all about winning, and they don't care about, you know, morals or anything like that. But even the people who are pro-Liberty, you know, kind of had the, you know, they're, well, you know, we second chances and this whole thing. And I kind of looked at them and I'm like, okay, but, you know, bottom line me here. And the bottom line was, yeah, it's a great hire for the football program, and it doesn't really go, and it's not really in line with the mission of the rest of the university. And, you know, to that, I mean, I think your Notre Dame example may be a good one. And we know that, you know, dating back to Reverend Falwell, Jerry Sr., you know, he always wanted to be kind of the Baptist Notre Dame. And obviously wanted to use sports and primarily football as a way to achieve that. And that's what they're going about, and that's what they're doing. And I think as long as you sit there and you look at it, and, you know, and you see the difference, and you're able to separate maybe the, you know, the mission of the, you know, the college versus the football program, and they may not always totally line up in terms of what they're looking for. And I think that's what, that was kind of the takeaway that I had from most of the folks that I was talking to. And we'll get into this a little bit more, Damian Sortolet, and covering the Commonwealth in just a few minutes. And of course, Dan Wetzel will join us at a very interesting column that he released on the hiring of Hugh Freeze on Friday. So we'll talk with him about that. But plenty else going on over the weekend. The Miami Miracle very high on the some really, really good games on, you know, yesterday in the NFL. Is, you know, the Patriots game obviously ending with the Miami Miracle, and how much fun was that to see? And, I mean, great finish for the Eagles, maybe not so much from your perspective, but the Eagles and the Cowboys, all of a sudden, what was a dud in the first half became a shootout down the stretch, and that was really fun to watch. The Ravens and the Chiefs was another really good football game. So, you know, some good football. The Redskins, not so much as far as good football
yesterday. Yeah, they were leaving at halftime of that game. It was so bad. And not that there are very many people that show up to glorious FedEx Field when it's raining like it was in D.C., but for Washington's sake, I mean, you were talking about, it's a disappointing end of the way this season has gone for Washington. And I know when you have Alex Smith at quarterback, you need all the other parts to elevate their game. And Alex is supposed to be a game manager and a guy that can get it done when all the parts around him are good. But when it started to fall apart, it felt like it was starting to fall apart before he got injured. And once he got injured, it's just like the wheels came off.
Oh, it's a nightmare. It really is. It's a disaster. And, you know, I'll put a little bit of a fantasy spin on it. We were talking about this earlier. But folks who play fantasy football, I don't think they'd ever in a million years would have guessed that Saquon Barkley would have been pulled out of a game because the Giants were winning too big. Right? I mean, you know, looking back a few weeks ago, you know, you're sitting there going, wait, they pulled Barkley because of what? Eli Manning, too. Yeah. Kyle LaLetta gets his first crack at playing in the NFL, a guy we had on the show before the draft, I guess, last year. Or was it after?
It was right before and after. We had him both times,
right. And, you know, he got his first crack at playing in the NFL, and it didn't go very well.
No, it didn't go very well for him, and frankly, it didn't matter because the Redskins were so abysmal that they had spotted the Giants 40 points.
40 to nothing at one point. Josh Johnson, the new quarterback, the fourth quarterback.
And now all the talk, and we don't have nearly enough time to get into it. Colin Kaepernick, do you sign him if you're Washington or not?
At this point?
Why the hell not?
Well, why?
Or why? You go either way. It's not going to make a difference.
I mean, is he going to save this season for him?
You know, if you don't like Kaepernick or you're sick of the, you know, Kaepernick activism, I'd almost want the guy to be signed just so that he looks so bad that people are like, yeah, that's why he's not in the league anymore. You know, it's like this again. I've said it before. Kaepernick is to, you know, activist liberals what Tim Tebow is to extreme Christian conservatives. Like, mediocre player, not worth the distraction, but the fans of that player and that particular argument cannot see past that and will continue to vouch and scream at the top of their lungs.
Got a lot to do. More on the Redskins, more on the Flames. Virginia Tech as well, both teams playing yesterday and winning in college hoops, and we'll touch on that. And so much more covering the Commonwealth, and then Dan Wetzel here on a Monday. We're working.
Yeah, we are.
Are you? Look in the mirror right now. Did you work today? We're working. True professionals. Ed Lane, Rich Roth, and Tom Lehman. Stay tuned. We're coming back.